Saga Kids presents PJ Masks, PJ Power, read by Alex Jordan. Pedal Power, Catboy's two-wheeled wonder. "Can't catch me," yells Connor as he cycles through the park at top speed. Greg and Amaya are biking right behind him. "Screech!" Everyone stops. There is something on the ground.
"A steering wheel?" asks Amaya. "What's that doing here?"
"Look," calls Connor. "There's a tire and a car mirror too. What's going on?" The friends follow the trail of scrap metal. It leads to a tottering tower of cars.
"Wow," exclaims Connor. "Looks like someone has been taking people's cars and piling them up," says Greg.
"And it's our job to figure out who," adds Connor.
Connor, Amaya and Greg bump fists.
"PJ Masks, we're on our way! Into the night to save the day!"
It's night in the city, and a brave band of heroes is ready to face fiendish villains to stop them from messing with your day. Amaya becomes Owlette! Greg becomes Gecko! Connor becomes Catboy! The PJ Masks! The PJ Masks must find out what is going on. They head to the PJ Masks headquarters. Catboy touches the PJ picture player screen.
"Let's take the cat car and go back to the park," he decides.
Catboy is in for a shock. The cat car has disappeared.
"What? Where is it?" gasps Catboy. "Let's check out the owl glider," says Owlette.
But the owl glider and the gecko mobile are gone too.
"Okay, how are we going to be heroes without our vehicles?" groans Catboy.
Maybe we could use our bikes," suggests Gecko.
"Our bikes?" asks Catboy.
"It's worth a try," says Gecko. "You're good on yours."
"My bike's okay for the daytime, but heroes need supercars to stop crime," says Catboy.
"I say we try it," says Owlette. "At least until we find out who's got our vehicles. Come on."
The PJ Masks pedal into the night.
"I can't believe we're going to be heroes on bikes," groans Catboy,
while the heroes are biking through the city.
"Come on, Catboy," shouts Gecko. "It'll be fun."
Gecko bikes faster and jumps into the air. He uses his strong grip to hold onto the wall while still on his bike.
"Look, I can super lizard grip while on my bike," says Gecko. "And never worry about falling off. You should try flying with yours, Owlette."
"Okay," agrees Owlette. "Here goes."
She bikes faster and jumps into the air, using her powers to fly. While in the air, she does a loop-de-loop before heading towards the ground again.
"Wow!"
exclaims Owlette.
"That was the most graceful landing I've ever made."
"Hey, Catboy, you should try your super skills on your bike too," yells Gecko. "This is great!"
"I guess," says Catboy. "But it's not as cool as my cat car. Come on, let's just get to the park."
The heroes continue toward the park. When they arrive, the park is full of stacked cars.
"Whoa! Look at this weird wall of cars," says Owlette. "And there's a noise coming from inside."
Bang! Bang! Bang!
"Okay, let's check it out," says Catboy.
They follow the noise and bike towards the middle of the park, where they find Romeo standing on top of his lab. He waves to the heroes.
"My cat car!" cries Catboy.
The baddie Romeo has stolen the PJ Masks super vehicles. The cat car, the Gecko-mobile, and the owl glider are trapped underneath a massive electromagnet, which is attached to Romeo's lab. "Ha ha 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 ha!" cackles Romeo.
"What are you up to, Romeo?"
asks Owlette.
"How did you get our super vehicles out of our headquarters?"
"Easy," exclaims Romeo. "I was using my amazing electromagnet to get some of these daytime cars, but then it took your vehicles right out too."
"Our vehicles weren't yours to take," shouts Catboy.
"Ah, is that why you're stuck riding your silly little bikes?"
taunts Romeo.
"What? Who? Me?"
asks Catboy, confused, and steps down from his bike.
"Boo-hoo,"
continues Romeo.
"Look, Romeo, you can't just steal cars, and you certainly can't keep our super vehicles," shouts Owlette.
"Why do you need all three anyway?"
asks Gecko.
"I don't. I'll try them all and keep the best one," simpers Romeo.